There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're joined by football correspondent and gold expert Jeff Rhodes of Rhodes Precious Metals and also principal consultant at Rack Gold. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Malcolm.
Congratulations on Spurs coming third rather than fourth.
Thank you. What a game.
It was,
5-4.
Had a massive result.
Absolutely.
Really good.
We never do it easily. Spurs never do things the easy way. They always make you suffer. Anyway, we were there in the end.
And you're expressing some jealousy towards Richard this morning because of his cup final tickets.
I mean, congratulations, Richard. I'm not sure United deserve to beat Spurs, but anyway, you're there, so have fun and don't forget to play the game when you get to Wembley.
Yeah, Jeff Rhodes has been giving me an education on ticket touting, because back in the day, I mean, we're talking, 40 years ago?
Yeah. A bit longer
when you were a young lad.
15, 16, yeah.
That you used to buy and sell. And the trick, apparently, because it's arbitrage, isn't it? It's how you learned the skills that have served you well as a gold trader for all these years. So tell us the arbitrage on FA Cup final tickets when you're touting at Wembley Stadium on the day of the game.
First of all, you need a couple of tickets to start. We always had two from the club, so I'd go down to Wembley on Cup final day.
And is this because Leighton Orient? You used to play for Leighton Orient Juniors,
didn't
you? I did.
No, this was every amateur team affiliated to the FA gets two tickets, and I used to go along to sell the tickets on behalf of the club. Anyway, you get there, when you come out of Wembley Park station, the tube station, that is exactly where you buy the tickets. Just outside the station you buy the tickets. You walk a few hundred yards to Wembley Stadium itself, where you have peak demand, and that's where you sell. So there was this kind of location arbitrage. All you had to do was
what was the spread?
Well, it could be a lot. I mean, probably 100% markup. 100%, yeah, minimum, sometimes more.
See how Richard Dean's going to offset his flight next weekend.
Go and watch it in the dog and duck around the corner. Nobody will know. Yeah.
Jeff, you're here to talk about gold, football. Yes. Thank you. Now, listen, gold jitterbugged, really, through the week. Down at 34 at one point, slightly up at the end of it. It's actually now, it's done all right now in the last few hours. It's gone up to 13.20. How much was dollar strength and the reduced certainty over US rate hikes this year behind the uptick at the end of the week?
Well, the weakness down to 13.05 at the start of the week was down to dollar strength. Then, of course, we saw the US dollar give up some of its gains towards the end of the week when we had fairly benign CPI and PPI data, inflation data from the US. Look, there is going to be a hike in June. I think that's almost certain. But the way the US economy is going, I don't know that there's much pressure for extra rate hikes. And that's, of course, going to be good for gold. But at the moment, we're just in this sideways trading pattern, which is getting ever narrower. And the two parameters I'm looking at are the long-term moving averages. So the 100-day moving average at 13.25 now, and the 200-day at 13.05. Now, there will be there's $20 between those two long-term moving averages. There will be a breakout, and that breakout would yield at least $50 when it happens. Which way will it go? I fancy the upside would be no great shock, as ever. It would be no great shock to see a little walk on the downside, particularly as we go into summer.
We've actually been in the 1300s for a very long time. I can't remember the last time we were out of it.
The whole year we started at 1305, we've been up to 1365 last week, back to 1305, currently 1320. It's going to break, but as I say, I think you just have to be patient.
Well, continuing the metaphors, really, Bloomberg headline yesterday, gold's beauty contest still has legs. The subtitle was, the metal retains its charms, even if the market itself has lost its vigour. I mean, pick the bones out of that, Jeff. I mean, what's the message you're getting from that sort of headline?
Gold's going up.
Yeah.
Yeah, gold's going up. I attended a private gold bug dinner last week. And, you know, I think you'd probably criticise me for being pretty bullish almost every other week when I come in. I was the most bearish of the bulls last week, and I have to say, one chap that I respect.
Some of your colleagues were pretty outrageous, though, aren't they?
Outrageous. Yeah. $2,500 in 12 months' time. I wished.
Did he get laughed out of the dinner, though? Rolls thrown at
him. Listen, Malcolm, where does he think silver's going?
Up to 1670, no doubt. No. Oh, heady days.
No, $300.
Get real.
Yeah. He's here. Look, I think, very powerful, persuasive argument that I think once you see gold make a break away from where it is at the moment, it's going to be significant. I can't believe it would be very far on the downside, but it could be a long way on the upside.
Investopedia sort of contrasted Bloomberg a little bit, really, but they also joined in on the metaphor game, saying that gold recovery to stall quickly, oil in driver's seat. Pick the bones out of that as well. Hedge funds and money managers, though, raising net long commissions on COMEX last week as well, in a week where Trump and Kim seem to have some sort of buddy along, really. And why go long gold in a reduced risk environment?
No, look, for me, it's never about going long or short gold. It's about having gold in your portfolio as the right percentage. And we've talked about this so many times. Between 5 and 10% is fair. But as your wealth increases, and of course equity markets are doing well again, as your wealth increases, naturally your propensity to buy gold should increase because you've got more money, that bottom right hand corner of your net asset valuation. As long as that goes up, you should take some of that money and put it into gold. And more you're seeing investors want to buy physical gold. It isn't about paper, it isn't about options and derivatives, it's about physical, and the belief that physical gold really is that safe haven store of value that will never go away.
Well, silver was up and down last week. I mean, it ended up 12 cents, big 12 cents, in the sort of where the atmosphere is fairly rare, up at 1662. It's currently trading at 1670, so it's done pretty well, actually, in the last couple of days. Good week, though, for palladium last week. On Tuesday it was 968, had a poke around above 1000 before falling back slightly. It's up at 994 at the moment, so just below that 1000 mark. What's the story?
It was up 3% last week. Palladium has been fantastic, as you know, Malcolm. It was my tip for the top in 16 and 17, and over that period we saw an increase of well over 50%.
How much was it in those days?
Yeah, it started the rally to the all-time high that we saw in January was just above 1100. That rally started at $450.
So how long ago?
It was about 3 years ago. So really, over that period, it's fantastic. I think all eyes are on London this week. There's the London Platinum and Palladium markets have they convene every year in May. All the great and the good from the PGM markets descend on London. Importantly, we get a lot of key reports, the main report being the Johnson Matthey report on supply and demand, and they always give their outlook for the demand and supply going forward, and also some price outlook. There is a feeling on platinum that actually we've seen the worst and we could be due for a major breakout. It's tried to go below 900 this year. It hasn't done so. The key point to watch on the top side is 950. A break above 950, you could see a nice technical rally in platinum. Palladium, look, it's really expensive. If you're short palladium, it costs you 6% to cover that short. So lease rates in palladium are very high. And the outlook for me for palladium, again, is still very good. Every year, more palladium is consumed than produced, and in that kind of scenario, you really can only see one way over the longer period.
Very lastly, about 30 seconds, Jeff, India.
India, well, discounts for gold in India, probably just $1 or $2 discount, points to fairly lackluster demand at the moment. What I would say, the holy month is coming along, and certainly in Dubai, in our part of the world, that normally is a very good period for physical demand. So whereas the demand in India is lackluster, I think the demand in the GCC could actually be very interesting this Ramadan.
Does that suggest that it might be harder to strike a bargain down the gold souk?
No, it's always. I listened to your you know bargaining descriptions earlier. It's a bit like me being outside Wembley touting tickets, really. So it's all about doing a deal. And look, a good deal is when both sides walk away feeling happy. And I think that's what happens in the gold suit.
Jeff, thanks very much for your insights. Jeffrey Rhodes, CEO of Rhodes Precious Metals and Principal Consultant at Right Gold. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.